Yeah, I've worked with the University of Sydney for the last 3 years on this forum, and it's one where they, as a university, are reaching out to schools and educators and people who work with students, trying to get them to make the right career choices. And I think over the 3 years, they've done a pretty good job, and I really commend them for reaching out. And so really what we've been about, or the key message is in making sure that when they're reaching out for Indigenous students and trying to get them to consider university as an option, that we're not stifling our expectations too much. And so there's been good evidence that things are improving, and I hope that's reflected in the number of Aboriginal students and Torres Strait Islander students lining up for study at University of Sydney.
Can you talk about some of the positive changes that you've seen in with the work that you've done, but also what other education professionals are doing?
Yeah, sure. I've been an educator for almost 30 years now, and it makes me feel old when I say that, but I know that when I left high school in Bundaberg in 1984, there was less than five Aboriginal kids had completed year 12. Two or three years ago, I was back in Bundaberg to speak at a graduation ceremony, and there were 55 young Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander students who had completed. So the shift is on, and despite our efforts sometimes, or our tendencies to sometimes get caught in a negative kind of narrative, some really positive things have been happening. And I'm proud to say that, you know, some of those things started with our work at Sherbrooke School when I was the principal there and worked in partnership with the community. And for the last 10 years at the Stronger Smarter Institute, we've been working with school and community leaders, trying to get them to understand the Stronger Smarter approach, which is a very, very simple philosophy to understand, but one that if we accept it means we've all got to work hard, and that's always been the case.
And is that your formula?
Yeah, that's the secret formula. There's nothing too secret about it, but all it means is embracing a positive sense of identity, working with positive community leadership, and being committed to high expectations relationships. You know, it's a simple formula to understand, but like I said earlier, understanding it is one thing, but applying it is really, really hard work.
So with the Making Tomorrow Forum, because as you said, it's really focusing about the successes. When you have those discussions and those workshops around the successes, and also seeing obviously what needs to be picked up, how will this be implemented in the curriculum even right across Australia?
Obviously, I want to share what the Stronger Smarter kind of philosophy is and give people an insight into where that comes from and how it works and what effect it's had in places. But I also want people to understand that they won't be expected to walk out of the day's work with University of Sydney expecting to change the world or to change things right across Australia. But they'll have the kind of skills and knowledge set to be able to change the world around them as individuals. And I want people to focus on the impact that they have on the lives of just the people around them. So without thinking that the task is too big or too grandiose, when we do that, it can seem more complex than what it is. But if we just focus on being excellent in terms of our role and working with Indigenous kids around us, if all of us can do that, then we can all make a difference together.
In your acceptance speech at the NAIDOC Awards, you said to all the kids out there that, I guess, the education sector was coming to get them. So obviously you're letting them know that you're there and you support them.
Yeah, you know, in all of my years as an educator, I've been committed to changing expectations of Aboriginal children and Torres Strait Islander children right across Australia. And I should also add that our work has made a difference to poor white kids who are just as infected by that kind of toxic, filthy stench of low expectations. And so we've started off 10 years ago working with people who wanted to work with us. And over time, we've helped people to create their own stories of change. And in time, those stories of change have influenced others. Because I think what we do is we bring something that Aboriginal communities and Torres Strait Islander communities have been wanting for a long time, you know, a good quality education, but one that lets them have a strong sense of identity. And so Aboriginal communities want that. And more than that, we bring something that's honourable to the profession, you know, and I like to think that at the Stronger Smarter Institute, with our approach, we've found a way to take the profession, you know, teachers and others, away from a kind of dishonourable circumstance where we were just explaining why Indigenous kids were so far behind, to a point where we understand that we can do this, and we've got the skills, and with hard work we can make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, even I grew up, you know, in the 70s, and because the education system wasn't focused around culture and identity, you know, we were being taught the wrong things in the first place. And if you had bad behaviours and you weren't very good at school, you really did get left behind.
Yeah, and along those lines, you know, get pigeonholed for the rest of your life as a troublemaker or as somebody who wasn't going to amount to much. And in some ways, there was a risk that I could have been the same, you know, pigeonholed into somebody who was going to be a cabinet maker for the rest of my life. Thankfully, I was able to escape that kind of expectation and achieve something different for myself, and then in so doing, influence others to achieve something different for other kids around them.
And finally, because I know you've got to go, with your address to the NAIDOC Awards, you talked about how you wanted to, you know, call a meeting with the newly appointed Prime Minister around treaty. Is education an important part of that aspect with treaty as well, as far as cultural identity and leadership?
Yeah, absolutely. Really what I was wanting to do there was just put the notion of a treaty on the table and get us all to reflect on how our relationship started more than 200 years ago between Aboriginal Australia and what would become a new Australia, and think about the things that we should have gotten right way back in the first place. It's not a conversation that I want people to feel afraid of or intimidated by, but at least take the opportunity to reflect and contemplate how we should have done things and accept that, okay, that's where we are, but how can we make some things right now? And I think a central component of that is by embracing the notion of a treaty that honours the sovereign kind of existence of Aboriginal Australia prior to Captain Cook and Governor Phillip getting here, and setting about or reframing the relationship so that it is honourable. And in so doing, you know, I expect that that would have some place to talk about education, and I expect that it would have place to talk about understandings of land tenure and all of these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And it certainly would have a conversation about how we retain and celebrate our sense of identity, because when you think of it, and I made this point in the speech, Aboriginal Australia, we carry the blood of the first Australians, and we carry the blood of those who are of the oldest civilization on the planet. That's proven, there's no question about that. And that's something that makes us strong, and that's something that's worth celebrating. But I would want white Australia or new Australia to celebrate that and be a part of that as well. But we can't do that until we embrace the people and the existence of the people prior to this Australia that we know today.
Professor Sarah, thank you so much for joining Living Black Radio. Safe travels.
That's my very great pleasure. Thank you.